Sean Reed of Froggy 99.9. Please tell me, please, before I kick you out of here, that you've seen Stripes and appreciate the humor in Stripes.
Twice.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You're a two-time guy. When it comes to that movie, I mean, is what I meant to say.
Not as good as Home Alone 2, alas. Pretty good.
Home Alone, those are good movies, too.
Seen them both. Yeah, all great.
Christmassy kind of movies. Yes. Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern,
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Buzz, your girlfriend. Woof. Of course, that's the original.
My Cousin Vinny. The people are texting in movies by the dozen now. My Cousin Vinny. That's pretty good.
Seen it. Love, Joe Pesci. Yes. Love Marissa Tomei.
Marissa Tomei. Sort of George Costanza, by the way. Love,
yes,
Marissa Tomei. Sean Reed, Froggy 99.9 is in the house because there's a football game in the great city of Moorhead tonight. And Froggy 99.9, the number one country station in all the region, they are sponsoring tailgating before the Spuds football game. So I want you to tell us all about this, Sean, to get some people there.
Going to a whole new state this week, Mike. It's a lot of fun. Froggy, each week with our sister station, Y94, we head out. We're a part of the tailgate. Last couple weeks, we're at Fargo South. Last week, we were at Shanley, rolling over to Moorhead. Folks can go to froggyweb.com and click on the whole schedule and see where we're rolling up, coming West Fargo, Fargo North, heading out to Holly. And basically, we bring some subs. We bring some pop. Hopefully, we bring a victory to the school of the week and just kind of hang out, have some fun, play some tunes, and have a whole bunch of non-alcoholic fun.
Well, this is a great idea. I love this idea. My family will be there tonight. We're going to go to the game, so we'll show up at tailgating and have some fun with you guys. Where are you going to be, first of all? Where's you going to have the Froggy stuff, or are you going to be playing the music?
Yeah, we're going to be the west end of the field. So right inside the main gate there, they kind of got the gate, which we're hopefully going to be able to fit the promotions rig under the gate. I don't know what insurance we have. Should we nick it? But alas, we're inside there and right next to the scoreboard there. So between the main entrance there in the west end zone, will be hanging out. Got the tent, got the tunes.
Cool. Anything, prizes, besides the sub sandwiches, besides all that stuff, prizes, people can register, anything like that?
You know, on the country side of things, we've got a guy by the name of Jared Neiman coming to the venue next Saturday. We may have a couple pair of tickets for that as well. And we also got our big ice house that we're giving away, the fine folks of OutletRecreation.com. Yes. That'll be out on site. It's a nice gold with the big bison logo there on the side.
You're going to have that there.
Gonna have it there.
Fantastic.
Gonna have it there. Gonna
Fantastic.
Have some test sits in there. Can enjoy the amazement that is the ice house, and you know, some CDs, some T-shirts. We'll take a look at the clearance bin down in my office there. We'll figure something out. Thunder Road. We'll have some free golf cart passes and batting cage tokens. Whole bunch of fun.
You can't get away from sports because you are the PA voice of the Fargo Moorhead Redhawks. And I know you're sad. I kind of ran into a conversation between you and Scotty Miller, the
You
broadcaster.
Verbally abused us, Mike.
Well, that's because you're about to run into each other. And you're
we
both,
did run into
you,
each
you were both all worried about it. And I look at you and I go, you both weigh about $125. So, I mean, there's no damage done. There's nothing happening here.
The folks listening right now, whether you're working in at the auto repair shop or in your office, you're walking one way, colleague is walking the other. You go left, you think he goes right or she. You both go left. Then it's all sorts of awkward. Well, what do you do?
No, wait a second. The person who went left was the person in the wrong. Because what, are you from Europe, or which side of the road do you drive on, Pally?
The voice of the back-to-back national champions went left. I should have gone right.
You should have gone right. You always go to the right.
Boy, that is a, what do you do there?
I bet you crash into each other in the hallway, I suppose.
Alas, Scotty, you know, Redhawks is done. Force is just around the corner, and we got this fun Football Fridays with Y and us in the interim. To have some sports fun, and hopefully we don't run into anyone out in Moorhead.
You bet. Now, my guy here, Pinto Gunderson, is going to be calling the game, the Spuds game against Grand Rapids, on another of our stations, because we have all of the top stations in the market right here on 740 The Fan. You're calling that game. Give us the quick lowdown in a minute or less on the Spuds versus Grand Rapids, Pinto.
Look for a guy, or listen for a guy by the name of Jade Lawrence, Guy Kidd. He's a junior. He's ran for 310 yards in the last two games, had 200 and some last week,
and
lost. Yes, he's a Spud.
Is he the kid of Dave Lawrence, the principal of Moorhead High School?
That I do not know.
Former
Dragon linebacker? I didn't do my research, and I should have.
Stand by Wikipedia-ing it as we speak.
Gotta know these things, researcher.
The junior, however, has been very talented throughout the first two games. They're 1-1 on the season. Grand Rapids has struggled in their first two contests, so expect Moorhead to be pretty solid. Moorhead loves to run the ball, so expect a quick and solid ground game from the Spuds.
52-10 Spuds. That's my prediction.
By the way, Grand Rapids' nickname,
The Lakers.
Thunderhawks.
The Thunder. Oh, I bet it used to be something else, though. It used to be the Indians. It used to be the Grand Rapids Indians.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
So they had to change it.
They did, and that's a good thing. We're happy they changed it. What time do the festivities get going, Mr. Sean?
5 o'clock, kickoffs at 7. Lots of fun in Moorhead.
Great idea, Froggy 99.9 and our sister station, Y94, brother station, whatever you want to call it. I love the idea of football Friday nights with these radio stations. Great job. Glad to have you in the building. Keep it up. Super stuff. Pinto, you're calling the game. You go on the air on 7:40 at what time?
6:45. Pre-game, 7 o'clock kickoff.